You're listening to a Franciscan Voice podcast, your voice for all things good.
Back in Lent, we had a mini retreat here that was streamed online with Friar Jude Winkler, and he took this passage and explained it very succinctly using the language in which it was written, the Greek. The Greeks have three words for love, and two of them are used in today's passage. So Jesus begins asking Peter, do you agape me? Do you love me? Agape. Do you love me with self-sacrifice, a willingness to self-sacrifice? And Peter replied, Lord, I philia you. Philadelphia, the city of brotherly love. Not self-sacrifice, but a brotherly love. And they do that the second time. Jesus says, do you agape me? Peter responds, I philia you. And then the third time, Jesus gives in and meets him exactly where he is and says, Peter, do you philia me? And he says, yes, Lord, I do. He meets him where he is. Pope St. Paul VI, in his writings, wrote a lot about the love Jesus wanted to bring Peter to, agape. He says, God intended the earth and everything in it for the use of all human beings and all peoples. Thus, under the leadership of justice and in the company of charity, of love, created goods should flow freely and fairly to all. So many are wondering today why big companies and rich folk were given the PPP loans from the federal government here in the United States, while many small business owners were left out in the cold. Where is the justice in this? Pope Paul had a profound concern for justice. He believed that we must work toward a world where all people can be artisans of their destiny, where the needy Lazarus can sit down with the rich man at the same banquet table. The economy must be made to serve the human person, not the other way around. We must address inequality and restore dignity to workers, especially in these times of ours. And we must remember that the needs and rights of those in poverty take precedence over the rights of individuals to amass great wealth. Sadly, this is not the case today. So on this feast of St. Paul VI, we call to mind that the church has a preferential option for the poor. Pope Paul and Pope Francis today both challenge our current responses to poverty and to violence. They challenge us with the alternative of a vision that is cohesive, global, and Catholic in the truest sense. One of Pope Paul's landmark documents, and my personal favorite, was Justice for the World that he wrote in 1971. He says, action on behalf of justice and participation in the transformation of the world fully appear to us as a constitutive dimension of the preaching of the gospel, or in other words, of the church's mission for the redemption of the human race and its liberation from every oppressive situation. Put another way, Jesus asks us, Christians, do you love me? Do you agape me? We answer with Pope Paul, yes, Lord, we agape you. For Pope Paul reminds us that Christian love of neighbor and justice cannot be separated, for love implies an absolute demand for justice, namely a recognition of the dignity and the rights of one's neighbor. Jesus responds to us, build justice in your community. And then Jesus asks a second time, do you love me? Do you agape me? And we answer with Pope Paul, yes, Lord, I agape you. For Pope Paul reminds us, if I say I love my neighbor, then I want my neighbor's dignity respected, their rights recognized, their development promoted, and community solidarity made operative. These demands of love, he says, are essential elements of social justice that are enforced in the political context of today's world. So Jesus responds to us. Take voting in elections seriously. Know the candidates and know the issues. And Jesus asks us a third time. Do you love me? Do you agape me? And we answer with Pope Paul, yes, Lord, we agape you. For as Pope Paul reminds us, we must take up with a certain freshness and urgency specific issues like world hunger and fair trade, migrants and refugees, abortion, police brutality, human rights, and environmental concerns. Yes, Lord, we agape you. And Jesus responds, work for justice in the world. If we do not take, my sisters and brothers, justice seriously as a constitutive part of faith, then we respond with St. Peter, who was still learning, Lord, I philia you. If we do take seriously justice as a constitutive part of our faith, then we respond with Pope St. Paul VI, yes, Lord, I agape you. I am willing to self-sacrifice for you and love, agape, my neighbor. And I have a preferential option for and love, agape, for the poor. Amen.
To find other episodes and more content from Franciscan Voice, follow us at our website at franciscanvoice.org.